Hello, hello. Hello? No, madam, we are on the same line. Please ring off. Hello. Oh, it's a party line, madam. Oh, but... Hello? No, madam, you ring off. Hello, operator, operator. Hello, let us... No, this is not Dr. Schluss. 08, not 07. Hello. This is ridiculous. They keep calling me. Oh, I don't know.
Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, radioactiveinternational.org, and occasionally booming out 108 FM on Dublin's north side. So thank you for taking time to tune in. I hope the next hour will be enjoyable. I got the usual mix bag, ethnic sides, some jazz records, some exotica, a couple of oddities. Going to be a bit of a quick mix. Can't promise I'm going to talk too much, so you know, that sounds good to you, great. I'm not offended. I don't consider myself a particularly engaging era expert or professional DJ. I'm just a hobbyist who likes to trawl through dollar bins and thrift stores and find odd and enjoyable records and share them the public when I can. So opening up there, we had the Continental from There Goes My Harp by Mimi Allen, and up next we're going to have some tabla drums by Pandit Mahapuresh Mishra on tabla, and the title of this track is Dadra Tal, but you may recognize a very famous melody allegedly written by Henry VIII, but I doubt it.
Dha dinna, dha dinna, dha dinna, dha dinna. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now,
if you stuck that out, let me tell you what you heard.
And that was composed in 1969, St. Thomas Wake, Foxtrot for Orchestra by Peter Maxwell Davis, who is nowadays the 29th Viceroy of something something, because he took a royal title because he was made one of the Queen's official musicians. But when he was a young man, he was a Republican and staunchly anti-monarchy, but I guess he gave up that stance when he got a paid gig with the English royal family. Anyways, we won't hold that against them, but perhaps we should. But no, so it was an interesting piece. It's not as experimental or as wild as he imagines, but the idea is it's a ragtime band having a fight with a Stravinsky era orchestra. I guess that's a simple way of putting it. And you see, it's an audacious work. I'll read from the sleeves. Features main orchestra and a band with an out of tune honky tonk piano. Instruments include police whistle, empty piano, large biscuit tin filled with pieces of glass, two hammers, referee's whistle, and a large empty biscuit tin. So, there you go. Everybody was chancing around back there, but I pulled it out of the dollar bin. It's a hideous sleeve. Hideous. And I said, oh, well, Foxtrot for Orchestra got me intrigued. And so I said, you know, $1.50 aside, not too bad. And I played the complete work there, because I can do that, because it's freeform radio here on Radioactive International. The conductor was a Richard Duffalo, and the orchestra was the Louisville Orchestra. And I'm going to switch up a little bit, and I'm going to play a little bit of Max Roach, going to play a little bit of Lalo Schifrin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quite a set there. So let me have a recap of what you've been hearing here on the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi on Radioactive International. And opening up that set was Quiet Village by Lalo Schifrin from the LP Black Widow, 1975, I think, 76. After that was the Cuban group Grupo Iracare. Is it Iracare? Iracare? I-R-A-K-E-R-E. With track Missaluba, which I guess they were putting a nod towards that Missaluba, the Congolese mass record. It was very popular there in the 1950s, 1960s. So I guess copies of that must have got to Cuba. Yeah, of course, because Lumumba and all them were communists, right? Ha, ha, ha. A lot of respect for Lumumba, don't get me wrong. Just the geopolitical situation was just incredibly bizarre, I think, and unfortunately deadly for a lot of individuals at that time, and I guess the model continues today. Don't forget, usually get political here on the hi-fi, so I won't say any more. And then that set was Crackle Hut by Max Roach, which if I ever have another radio show, I think I should call it Crackle Hut, because that's what it sounds like. Like it's recorded in all the records crackle. So let's have some more music before we run out of time. Is closing towards the end of the show, but you know, room for more, always room for more. Six more noodles, and let's have some bagpiping and a couple of ethnic sides.
Thank you.
Okay, looks like it's time for to wind things up. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. Usually go out every Sunday night at 2200 hours, and I do try and get a new show up every week. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but you know, pop by Radioactive. There's always new stuff on the schedule every single day. There's a new show, so if you enjoy what you heard here, do dip your feet in further, and you know, good health to you all. Thanks, and if you're capable, please support the station by making donations. There's a got 10 people on the site. I'm going to rewind now, tell you what I played, and then I'm going to cue up the last record, and then adios until next week. The bagpipe tune you heard was by Pipe Major John McClellan. Farewell to the Creeks, Captain O'Fields, Welcome to Kibrevoch. And then the last track by A.H. DePala and his band, track titled Moni Moni Nande from the LP Kasongo, which was a compilation of Congolese records, which I guess were licensed to Capitol Records. And Capitol kind of made an Exotica-style album for the American market, Kasongo, modern music of the Belgian Congo. They also added reverb to all the tracks, and I would... like a lot of people, I'd rather hear them without the reverb. But anyway, incredible to me to come across this set, and I came across a bunch of other LPs the other day in a local sign maker shop. He had a box of records. He was doing club school. So I said, okay, well, I'll go through them, never know what you find. And I got Latin Mangashkar and Armenian choral music, Kasongo, and a couple other tasty things. So, you know, lesson there. Keep digging. Good records are still out there. Anyways, let me play this last tune and get out of your ears. And that is Roll Along Prairie Moon by Harry Roy and his orchestra, vocals by Ivor Moriton, taken from the BBC soundtrack LP to the TV show Pennies from Heaven. So, with that, I will finally say goodnight. Good night.
Tell her truth, I've been through prairie moon.